As budget season looms, attention is firmly fixed on the current finance czar and Team Sharif, who are tasked with steering Pakistan from the stabilization phase into a sustainable growth trajectory. While the first year under the new government and the International Monetary Fund (IMF) program has largely met expectations, the real test lies in the next 2 to 3 years. Despite some geopolitical triumphs and a renewed sense of national security amid regional tensions, the true battle for Pakistan remains economic. We can ill afford complacency. Structural economic reforms are urgent, particularly in enhancing the country's chronically low tax-to-GDP ratio, currently hovering around 10.6%, with an ambitious target of 11% set for this year. Tax reform, a shift towards equity. Thus far, the burden of taxation has disproportionately fallen on the already compliant segments of the economy. Now is the time to widen the net. Greater fiscal inclusion must be achieved by targeting the largely untaxed informal and retail sectors, those operating outside the formal economic structure. One pressing area for reform is the taxation of the salaried class. Over recent years, salaried individuals have endured what can only be described as a quadruple shock. First, significant currency depreciation has eroded the real dollar value of their earnings. Second, income tax rates have increased on these already diminished earnings. Third, economic stagnation has led to job losses and a dearth of new opportunities. Finally, soaring utility bills and indirect taxation have dramatically reduced disposable income, making daily life increasingly unaffordable for the lower and middle classes. Recognizing the middle class as a growth engine. The World Bank estimates that 40% of Pakistan's population now lives below the poverty line. Combined, the lower and middle classes constitute well over 200 million citizens, a vast segment of the labor force and the electorate. In most developed economies, the salaried class forms the backbone of both economic productivity and consumer demand. Pakistan must move in a similar direction. Providing tax relief to this segment is not merely a moral imperative, it is also sound economics. Reduced income tax for salaried individuals could generate a multiplier effect. Given their higher marginal propensity to consume, such relief would inject liquidity directly into the economy, stimulating demand, growth, and eventually tax revenues. Furthermore, increased savings could help reduce the cost of borrowing for public and private sector investments alike. Lowering the effective tax burden on salaries also incentivizes formal employment and entrepreneurial activity. Employers often focus on net of tax salary offers. A lower tax regime would encourage job creation and business expansion, particularly among SMEs.